Report: Massachusetts spares millionaire destinations from taking in illegal aliens. By John Binder on July 13, 2023. Massachusetts Governor Maura Healey, D., is sparing millionaire destinations from being forced to absorb a growing number of illegal aliens who are living off the state's taxpayers in motels, Boston Herald columnist Howie Carr writes. State Representative Peter Durand, R., who is running for state senate, asked Healey for a full accounting of the cost to Massachusetts taxpayers to house, feed, and care for the growing number of illegal aliens arriving in the state. In response, Healey's office said nearly 40 motels were currently being used by the state to house new arrivals but refused to give a cost estimate to taxpayers. This is about what we're spending in taxpayers' dollars to house, feed, secure those who are in the country illegally, Durand told the Boston Herald. I think we've got some good information, but how many of these 1,300 families are illegal? Among the towns and cities where the state is funding migrant motels, Carr writes that nearly none of the millionaire destinations in Massachusetts, like Nantucket, Martha's Vineyard, Cambridge, or Newburyport, are on the list. Carr writes, the Healey administration has released a list of the 28 cities and towns where it is spending millions on hotels and motels for thousands of handout demanding illegals arriving from the third world. Emphasis added. Oddly, however, almost all the ultra-affluent suburban communities most loudly committed to celebrating diversity have thus far been unable to provide suitable free housing for the new non-working classes. Emphasis added. The illegals are not being sent to, among other millionaire destinations, Cambridge, Brookline, Newton, Martha's Vineyard, Nantucket, Chatham, Swampscott, Newburyport, Wellesley, Dover, Sherborne, Amherst. Do you begin to get the picture? Emphasis added. The revelations come as the New York Times recently admitted that 92% of the 49 illegal aliens flown to Martha's Vineyard, the ultra-elite island, by Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, are, last year have since been driven out of the area and ended up in other communities. The Times claimed that Martha's Vineyard has no places for illegal aliens to stay. That claim was debunked last year by Breitbart News Analysis, which found that the island could house some 6 million illegal aliens if necessary. At the time of the illegal aliens' arrival, Breitbart News also reviewed Airbnb and Vrbo listings, which showed a significant number of massive beachfront estates that remained empty in the fall and winter months. The properties could have easily housed all 49 illegal aliens. Flashback: literal pearl clutchers, rich elite deport migrants from Martha's Vineyard. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.